Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, it's always such a joy to be able to come before you and your Word, to study it, to learn from it, and to know more about you and your Son Jesus and your ways. And today, as we study again this book of Galatians, I pray that you will, by your Holy Spirit, guide us into all truth. And then, Lord, equip us with the ability to live according to those truths, that it might be pleasing unto you. And we'll give you thanks for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Other Jews and Barnabas Influenced. We have been studying Paul's answer to the church in Galatia for those who were teaching false doctrine against the gospel of grace according to Jesus Christ. Judaizers were infiltrating the churches with ideas such as circumcision and keeping of the law to be saved. And Paul is persuading these church members against these thoughts. As he has engaged them, we find Paul proving his authority even among the leadership within Jerusalem by telling of an incident which happened in Antioch. The Apostle Peter traveled to Antioch to learn more of the church located there and was involved with the Gentile church members until an entourage of leaders arrived from the church in Jerusalem. It was then we saw Paul's problem with Peter because he shunned the Gentiles, and because of it, Paul withstood Peter to the face. We continue this illustration of Paul in chapter 2 in verse 13, where we read, "And the other Jews disassembled likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas also was carried away with their dissimulation." Not only did Peter behave in such a manner against the Gentiles, but now we discover, "And other Jews disassembled likewise with him." Many times our behavior affects others, especially when we are in leadership positions. Others were watching Peter. And as the associates from Jerusalem arrived in Antioch, they too left the Gentiles. Ethnocentric and cultural biases have a strong influence when referencing peer pressure. If we imagine this scene for a moment, we can almost see it with our mind's eye. The dinner is set, and the Jews and Gentiles are eating together. There's laughter in the air. The conversation about their lives and relationship with Jesus is rampant. Perhaps Peter is telling stories about being with Jesus, and he might be recalling times of healing, feeding thousands, or simply the way Jesus prayed. But then, the Jewish entourage from Jerusalem arrives, and Peter immediately stops talking, looks embarrassed, and when he does, the others with Peter notice Peter's reaction. They all get up from the table, move away from the Gentiles, and act as though they were only minimally fraternizing with them. Though they were engaged with the Gentiles, they now act as though they didn't even know them. Paul adds, "insomuch that Barnabas also was carried away with their dissimulation." What? Barnabas? Barnabas was even influenced by them so that he was carried away with their dissimulation? The word dissimulation comes from the Greek word hypokrisis, which means the act of a stage player or hypocrisy. It is the word from which we derive our English word hypocrite. In other words, the influence of the colleagues from Jerusalem was so strong that not only Peter and his group were persuaded by them, so was Barnabas. This behavior caught Paul's attention, and Paul confronted Peter about it. Now, we may sit in a position of judgment against Peter, his group, and Barnabas. But once again, do we do the same? Are there people groups, styles, communities, or populaces which we shun even though they have received the gospel of Jesus Christ? Are we open to the Lord Jesus saving all people everywhere? Or do we believe that he only saves certain groups and the others do not have the opportunity to receive his grace? Once again, perhaps the Holy Spirit of God will examine our hearts and minds as we study the confrontation between Paul and Peter. And we will understand that the grace of God through Jesus Christ is available to everyone, including us. Next time, we will see Paul's challenge to these who acted in this manner. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.